Thank you. No, I liked the reply that Martin provided to my previous question and the explanation that now Lucas provided. It depends, I think, on what would be the purpose for which the definitions will be used. So if they are used only to build infrastructure as a guideline on logistical matters, then yes, I'm fine with the explanation. If they are going to be used also to review the road code, and in the case of an accident, that would be essential to identify whose responsibility is for an accident, then I think it should be more detailed. So if a cyclist doesn't feel comfortable to cycle with a bus behind, and I see many cyclists here in Geneva, I mean, while I'm on the bus, and I wouldn't like to be in their shoes. And they would like to use the other part of the road, despite being jammed and slaloming between the cars. Should there be an accident, would that be exclusively the fault of the cyclist because he didn't use the lane in conjunction with the bus, or would be a joint responsibility? So if the definitions can also be used in this kind of circumstances, then a different level of detail should be used.